In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this Christmas day is our gospel reading, John chapter 1. Brothers and sisters in Christ, nothing can ruin Christmas. Not sticks, not stones, not broken bones. Not lies or false names, nor cruel words, or even divorce. Not war, not hunger. Not drunkenness nor neglect, not old grudges, not fresh wounds, not bad news from the doctors or teachers or the ag and stock markets, not the death of a loved one or an empty seat at the dinner table. None of that. And if none of that, then certainly not dry turkey or boring presents or disgruntled children or boorish guests. Nothing can ruin Christmas, not even death. For death has lost its sting, the grave its victory. Death has been put to rest in the manger, and it dares not rear its fallen head. For if the ox and the donkey know their master, how much more does death know who caused his demise? Christmas cannot be ruined any more than God can be ruined, or the birth of Bethlehem undone. The Word became flesh. That is a fact. We have a Savior, and this fallen realm is not our home. God as man, God as baby, has laid himself into the manger to make himself food for men made beasts. By inwardness and selfish lusts. He is the bread of life, and he gives himself to palates dulled by evil words. But he will not be stopped. He will do what he was sent to do, despite our greedy sins. He will make men his own. He enters in. His light shines. And it drives out the darkness of sin and dissolves the cobwebs of death that lie before us in our hearts, like fog melting away on a hot July day. God loves you. He gives himself to men that men might give themselves to him, that men would be whole, that they would be pure, that they would be free, that they would be redeemed as men ought to be, as they were meant to be, as they were created to be, clean and full of praises, zealous for good works and service to our neighbor. And though we still mourn, though he has rescued us out of death and out of gloom, though we still weep and still know some touch of anger and frustration, we do not mourn as those who have no hope. We know the truth. The Word became flesh. We have seen the light on the sacred pages and heard the sacred songs. We have felt the watery hand of God put his name upon our forehead and on our heart in the waters of baptism, and we are his. The Word became flesh, and our frail flesh will soon leave behind the corruption of this present age and be like the angels in this way: holy, alive, good, full of pious mirth, because the Word became flesh. And now flesh endures. God as man laid once in a manger. He laid once also in a borrowed tomb. But no more. He is not a baby, and he is not dead. That man's flesh sits at the right hand of the Father. He will usher in all believers, pointing to the blessed marks on his hands, his feet, and his side, advocating, mediating, shepherding men through death and into life. The Word became flesh. The Word endures forever. So now, the corruptible becomes incorruptible. the mortals become immortal. This is God's will, and it abides forever. No one can snatch the Word made flesh from us. Long after the glitter and schmaltz, long after the crowds of the malls are gone, the Word they still shall let remain. They may not care for it, they may hate it, but it matters not. For it is the Word alone that no one will be able to deny or mistake. For He endures forever. His is the blessed Word that comes from God to save our race. He is that blessed Word that created all that there is. He is that blessed Word sent from God to speak us back into fellowship with Him. And He is not done. The last word has not yet been said. Still, the waters of baptism wash over His people. Still, the word of grace comes from His ministers and absolves the penitents who seek His grace, saying, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Still, His word calls bread and wine to be flesh for food of life. That flesh laid in a manger, nailed to the cross, made alive out of death again, is laid upon our tongues to make men temples of the Holy Spirit in which God Himself dwells. His word does what it was sent to do. He calls us back. He speaks us clean. He forgives our sins and gives us faith. He cannot be stopped. Still, He is not done. The word is cast. The Word made flesh, He enters into the hearts of men by way of their ear and their mouth and their skin and declares them good. He gives of Himself. He joins Himself to men. He brings them by the Spirit of the Father as a bride, immaculate and pure, purchased and won with the blood of God's man flesh out of the virgin's womb. Did His own receive Him not? Was there no room for Him in the inn? It did not stop Him. He still loves men. He took our flesh. He redeemed our race from this awful dying place. And has laid Himself not only in a manger, surrounded by dung and the cold winter air, but also onto the rough wood of the cross, surrounded by liars and cheats, thieves and terrorists. He has loved us to the very end. No price was too great. Not even the life of His Son made man. There is the glory we have beheld. Grace upon grace. He loves us and gives us His gifts, not because we deserve them or because we've earned them, or so that we return favor to Him, but because of His love and His gifts. He bestows His grace upon grace for the sake of His grace. Grace for grace, gift for gift, love for love, so that our cup runneth over. His light shines from the cross at the back of the empty tomb, and men are born anew. God is with us, is for us, has given Himself to us. Death has no claim. We belong by grace to God alone. He is begotten of the Father from eternity, but at the same time of Caesar Augustus, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem us who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. He is one of us, our great Emmanuel in the flesh. Nothing can ruin that. The devil has already tried. He could not overcome the light. Grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ, and you are here because Jesus Himself declared it to you. You have it. And it is yours this day. Here is joy that no one, no thing can snatch away. Joy in the midst of sadness, life in the midst of death, hope in the midst of despair, God in the midst of men. The Word became flesh. Our flesh will receive His reward in due time. In the meantime, we wait, and we are at peace. I am sorry if your Christmas has not shaped up the way that you planned it, the way that you expected it, the way that you dreamed of it. I'm sorry if you feel sad or lonely, but that does not change the facts. The Word became flesh. We have a Savior. Find solace, find comfort here. For the Word made flesh is the only stable thing in this world. The only thing that does not age, the only thing that does not wither, the only thing that does not die, and the only thing that does not disappoint in all of creation. And nothing can ruin that. Therefore, nothing can ruin Christmas. The Word became flesh. We have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas. Amen.